Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And off we go. Joining me now from studentofthegun.com is Paul Markle, the professor. How's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going well. And it's appropriate that we're going to talk about the G45 since we I don't know if you discussed it with your audience yet, but
we can discuss it here too.
Yeah. Gaston Glock.
Right.
He passed on the 27th of December. And, you know, it's love Glock or hate Glock. That man, he did something that nobody else did. You know, I think in, you know, our modern world, a lot of people, especially if they're under 40, and I know if they're under 30, they just assume that, well, you know, these polymer frame striker fired pistols are, that's the common standard. It's not. And they've only been the common standard for about 15 years.
Yeah.
For the longest time, Glock was the standout. They were, I don't know if we talked about this on your show or not, but I recall back in the 90s, in the early 90s, the pundits of the time, the gun writers, you know, the established gun writer corps. And I remember a guy, I don't think his name is important, but he was an established gun writer in the 70s and 80s. And he said that it's unique. You know, the Glock 17 was as unique as it was. American law enforcement would never accept a plastic pistol. Well, you know, fast forward to where we are now. And obviously he was incorrect. And it's not just the Glock. It's if you're a handgun manufacturer in the United States and you don't make a polymer frame striker fired gun, you're not in the running. You're an also ran. SIG does it. Smith does it. Walther does it. Freaking CZ does it. You know, Ruger does it. Everybody does it. And it's thanks to Gaston Glock. And if you go back and look at the Australian Army pistol trials, because that's how Glock obviously got its fame, was because it won the contract, you know. If you look at the other pistols that were put up against the Glock, they were all essentially what we would consider antiques.
Right.
You know, the Browning High Power was put up against it. The CZ pistol, double action CZ pistol.
P85?
I don't know if the P85 wasn't out. Wow, yeah, because the trials went from 80 to 81.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you look at the European pistols, the Berettas and the CZs and the Belgian high powers and all that, they were all essentially solid steel pistols, all steel pistols. And the firing systems were either double action to single action, you know, the old DASA,
right?
Or in the case of the Browning, just a single action. And Glock did something unique. You know, the reason they did, and this is what I think a lot of people just skip right over, was because Gaston Glock was not part of the establishment. He wasn't part of the established firearms industry. He was an outsider.
Right.
And so he didn't know what he wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know? and I that's important. And you know, like I said, love or hate Glock, it doesn't matter. He did something that nobody else was willing to do at the time. The big companies, the Berettas and the, you know, the FNs and TZs and all, none of them were willing to do what he did. And the reason he was able to do it was because he came from the outside and essentially he didn't know what he wasn't supposed to do.
Right. He was quite the, he was sort of like almost a cartoonish figure in that some of the stuff, some of his accomplishments, like when his guy Chris Ewart lured him into the garage to look at a sports car, and an assassin hit him in the back of the head with a rubber mallet twice.
Yeah.
And Glock, who was he in his 60s or 70s at the time?
I think he was in his 70s at the time.
But he was a runner, right? And he wasn't some boardroom warrior or something. This was a guy that was a physical dude. He punched him in the eye socket, and I think he broke his eye socket. Then he hit him again in the mouth and knocked out his teeth and knocked him out cold. And then as soon as he got to the hospital, he had to, at the time, I think he had like $70 million in the bank that he had to move around. He got $40 million out, and then the guy who commissioned the assassin blocked $40 million or $30 million. So that was his partner at the time. So, I mean, he withstood somebody hitting him in the head twice with a rubber mallet and beat him to death almost. And that guy's name was Jacques Pouchure, 67 years old at the time. So he fought a hitman and beat him in his 70s.
Definitely. It's crazy. And, you know, I've been following, obviously, as a writer, I've been following the book sales because of the passing of Gaston Glock, obviously the interest in the history of Glock has been piqued by many. And the book by Paul, I think it's Paul Barrett is his name. Glock, The Rise of the American, it's called The Rise of the American Pistol or something like that. It's been out for 10 years or more. But that book just shot back up to number one in Amazon's shooting sports category.
Yep.
And I know a little bit about that category.
Yep. I'm sure you do. And along with it, of course, that is your platform of choice, like it is of many people. Right? We're going to get into that in just a minute. Although I do have a couple of questions about it in the way you have gone. I want to know why. I know why I've gone that way. I want to know why you've gone that way. Because you have, you're calling the Glock 45 the perfect law enforcement pistol.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one or two improvements that can be made to it, and they probably won't be because of the customer. But we can talk about that in the next. If we're up against a heartbreak, we can talk about that in the next one.
Yeah.
Or are we?
Yes, we will. Of course we are. Of course, I was just looking at this because I guess this article was written after he died, but at the time when they were talking about the violent world he lived in, it was sort of like a latest happening, which that's 21 years ago, I think, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's been quite a while.
Yeah, studentofthegun.com, that's where Paul works. That's where everything that he does originates. He and his sons have put together a little media hub when it comes to gun education, when it comes to buying things that go along with being a student of the gun, because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to being a student of the gun, and he touches on all of them. He has also started Student of the Gun University, which we have talked a little bit about, but not as much as we probably should have. And you're on Apple TV, Roku. What else are you on?
Oh, we're all over the place.
The
best place to go is just studentofthegun.com and explore from there.
It's like a jungle gym for gun students. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of thegun.com. The Glock 45, did you just only just get one recently, or did you already have one, or what's the deal?
No, we actually just, I'm kind of embarrassed to say so, but we just got our hands on one about a month or so ago.
Right.
I've been aware of them, obviously, since they came out with it, but we just, I didn't feel like I needed another one, but I was actually talking over the last year or so with some people, and I still know some people who are active duty police officers and sheriff's deputies and so forth. And what Glock has been doing quietly under the radar, and I don't think most gun people know it, is, they've been sending their salesmen out to these sheriff's departments and police departments and agencies. And if they still had the 22s and the 23s, what they were doing was they were, upgrading them to the 45, and if they had 17s and 19s that they'd had for a while, they're upgrading them to the 45 as well. And the agencies have taken to it like ducks to water.
Right.
And the officers that I've talked to who have used it, cops rarely get excited about this, and this is something that's unique. Cops rarely get excited about which gun they're issued. Because police officers, in general, by and large, are not gun people. They're not gun geeks. Very, very few are. And when you can get if a cop would tell you, "I really like this gun," that's a big deal.
Yeah,
it really is. Because most of them are kind of just apathetic to whatever happens to be in their holster. You know, this is what the department gave me. I go on call with it. I meet the call and I move on with my life and I don't care. And one of the reasons I think that they like, there's actually twofold. One of the reasons they like the 45 is because a lot of these cops grew up never having shot 9mm pistols.
Right.
Which is bizarre. But we moved as a nation. We shifted from 357 Magnum revolvers to 40 Smith & Wesson pistols with, most people forget that. Most people believe that agencies deliberately chose the 40 instead of the 9. And that's not really the case. Very few agencies actually were carrying 9mm handguns when the 40 came out. So they, I know when I went through the academy, all of the sheriff's departments were carrying 357 revolvers. I went through the academy, and half the guys I was in the academy with were shooting revolvers. And then others had Smith & Wesson, the three-digit 45 ACP pistol, the big silver, the big shiny silver. Yeah, the 645. And then they adopted the four digits, and it became the 6045 and stuff like that.
4506.
4506. Yeah, 4506, man.
I love that.
Smith & Wesson. Yeah, but the Smith & Wesson, I've always had kind of love hate with them, with their model numbers.
Yeah.
You remember when they went insane during the auto days, and it was like 5906 and 6004, and I call it like, geez Louise.
They had a lot of variations.
Yeah.
A lot of models.
Whether it was blue steel, if it was blue steel, it had one designation. If it was stainless, it had another.
Right.
If it was double action to single action, it had one. It was a DASA and had one. And then they went bananas. And a lot of young people don't even remember this when they started doing the DAO triggers.
Yeah.
The double action only triggers. Yeah. And that had another number. I'm like, geez, I cannot. You needed a score sheet to keep up with all of them.
Or a translator.
But anyway, my point, getting back to the point, a lot of these guys, they give them the 45 and they send them out to the range. And if all they've ever had in their career is a 22 or a Sig 40 or a Smith 40 or a Glock 40, and then they shoot this Glock 45 in 9mm and they're like, holy crap, this thing's good.
Yeah.
I can shoot with it. And, since the generation one Glock, they've made slight modifications. It's never anything huge or crazy, but it's always just little tiny modifications. And one of the big and important modifications they did was the recoil system. You know, if you look at a Gen 1 or a Gen 2 Glock, and it just, the recoil spring is just one single spring on a plastic buffer. And now you look at them, the dual captivated recoil springs, which they designed for the 26. And then after they designed that, they're like, well, if it's a good idea for the 26, why don't we design it for the rest of the guns, you know? So it really is, it's just that, and people say, oh, come on, it's only like a half inch difference. You know, the slide's only a half inch different than the 17. Just carry the 17. Who cares? For whatever reason, they found that sweet spot. And it's almost it's indescribable. It's one of those things where people are like, I don't get it. And you're like, well, you don't get it because you never shot the gun. Just shoot the gun. Go shoot the gun.
Right.
And you'll get it. And I'm sure you're probably with me. The more you shoot the G45, the more you like it.
Yeah.
The more you enjoy it.
Yeah. The only thing about it is that I sit back and I'm like, they cannibalized two of their guns doing it. Because before the Glock 45 came out, everybody, like Spec Forces, Spec Ops, they always defaulted to the Glock 19 because they look at the secondary gun as, you know, if you got to go to that, that's going to be a big issue. But also, if you're going to have to carry it, let's carry something light and small that still packs a bit of a punch, and the Glock 19 fit that bill really nicely. But then when the 45 came out, I'm sure there's a lot of Glock 19s on the used market now since the 45 came out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you follow the various retailers, various online retailers, and you see, you know, law enforcement trade-in.
Yeah.
Law enforcement trade-in Glock. So there's a reason for that. It's because Glock salesmen went around and they basically traded out all the, you know, all these 19s and 22s, 23s, 19s, 17s, and then of course they put them into the law enforcement trade-in market, and which is, you know, most of them are really good deals.
Right.
You know, they've got, you know, a lot of holster wear on them, but they probably haven't been shot all that much. And when it comes to now, the caution I would tell people, I always, you know, tell my students is, if you see a really great deal on a Glock 22 or a 23 that's a police trade-in, you're going to have to replace parts. Because the 40 Smith & Wesson, it was a brutal high-pressure cartridge.
I know.
And it broke guns. It breaks guns. I've seen something we don't bring up anymore because we've just kind of like gotten away from the 40 and no one cares.
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought because I want to hear this because I used to think that the 40 Smith & Wesson, the 40 caliber, was the bee's knees. I want to hear about it from you. Talking to Paul Markle, this is Lock & Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Back, I'm talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. We're talking Glocks, and of course, I just use my. Do you like it when I use that terminology, the bee's knees? That's a good one.
You just lost everyone under 50, but that's cool.
I know. That's all right. That's fine. Anyway, the Glock 40 caliber. I thought to me, I think 10 millimeter is a great round.
Mm-hmm.
It'll handle anything. Bigfoot. Shoplifters, anything in between, cars. I mean, it is a great round. And, I mean, it is a manageable round, at least in my Glock 20, right? In my Poly 80 Glock 20.
Oh, yeah. Well, the 10 mil, and what's hilarious to me is how in the last 5 years or so, people are treating the 10 mil like it's a new cartridge.
Yeah.
You were getting like, oh man, did you hear Switch and Zips come out with a new 10? Oh man. Like, yeah, I did in 1989, 1987, 1988.
Right.
I remember when Colt came out with the Delta Elite.
Yeah.
The Colt Delta Elite.
I like Delta.
And they basically just took the 1911, the standard 1911 and necked it down, you know, put a smaller barrel in it and yada yada and changed the magazine. Here's the reality. The 10 is brutal too.
Yeah.
The 10 is a breaker. What nobody wants to talk about. I asked a company last year at SHOT Show who's coming out with 10 millimeter 1911s. And I said, what did we do differently this time around to keep the guns from breaking? And the guy pulled me aside and he looked at me. He's like, nothing. I said, okay. Because there's a reason that the Delta Elite, I mean, they put the red triangle and the black grips and man, oh, and they called it Delta, you know, to give you the illusion that the U.S. Army Delta Forces was carrying them. They weren't. But those, they broke. And 40s break. And to their credit, everybody in the late 80s and early 90s, all the companies that came out with 10 millimeters, Smith and, you know, Colt and, you know, you name it, all of them, they just all kind of went away. You know, they kind of, they discontinued models and you know, the 1006 and so on and so forth. They all discontinued them and they just went away. Well, the reason they went away was because, you know, hey, the 10 was becoming less popular, but also the guns were breaking. And the only company that introduced a 10 millimeter pistol and never recalled it, never discontinued it, and it didn't break was the Glock.
Yeah.
You know, nobody gives them enough credit for that. The Glock 20 is the OG of 10 millimeter handguns.
Well, see, but here's the thing with the Glock, when they came out with the Glock 22, I guess the beauty of it was it would fit in the same size as the Glock 9mm, but the reason the Glock 23 and the Glock 22 get so beat up is because they're just not big enough to handle 40 caliber. Because I've always thought 40 is snappier than 10mm.
Oh, 40 is. Well, the reason you believe that is because you're shooting it out of compact guns. You're shooting it, and this is what everybody did in the 90s, and it's the FBI's fault. Because the FBI blamed their incompetence on the 9mm cartridge. We don't have time to get into that right
sure,
now, but
sure.
The FBI got this ball rolling, and I was like you. In 93, I was excited. I mean, I got the Glock 23 the very first year they came out. It was a Christmas present, actually. And I still got that gun, but it doesn't shoot 40 anymore. It shoots 9.
Hmm.
And I was young then. I was only in my 20s. And I was excited about it. You know, I read the press and, you know, I saw, you know, of course, all of the gun magazines had 40 Smith & Wesson guns on the covers and the, you know, the Glock. And I ate it up. And I shot a lot of rounds out of that Glock. A lot. But I've had them break. And something we still won't talk about is the out-of-battery firings. I was on, and we don't talk about it anymore, and Glock doesn't talk about it anymore, but the 40s, the 22s and 23s, but the 22s especially, cops would have out-of-battery ignitions. And this is what would happen. They'd be in a string of fire. They'd be shoot, 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 whammo. Fire out of battery. It would lock the slide to the rear violently and blow the magazine generally out of the bottom of the gun. And the shooter would be left with a stinging hand and a look of shock on their face.
Very much so.
And I had heard about it, and then it happened on the range when I was there during a police qualification. And I called my good friend, my dearly departed friend, Walt Rausch. And I said, Walt, what do you know about this? He's like, oh, yeah. He said, my another good friend of mine, Rich Grassi, who's a retired cop. And they're all like, oh, yeah, we don't talk about it. But when you call Glock, their first question is, what ammunition did you put through the gun? And if you say anything but Winchester model blank, 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 they'll tell you that you shouldn't have done it. And so... You know, to their credit, they modified the 22. They came up with the Gen 3s and the Gen 4s. But let's face it. It took us 20 years to figure out that we really didn't need the 40.
Right.
That we didn't get a much advantage. You know, the advantage wasn't there, but the downside, the detriments were. You know, the breaking guns, snappy recoil, the reduced capacity. You know, and we're not shooting, you know, today we're not shooting World War II 9mm ball ammunition.
Right.
You know, the ammunition that we're using today is way better than it was 20, 30 years ago. And with the, you know, the new Lehigh bullets, the Honey Badger ammo, bullet expansion now is a moot point. You don't even have to worry about it expanding. It doesn't need to expand. You know, the Lehigh bullets or the Honey Badger brand from Black Hills, well, they don't even, they don't need to expand, but they perform like a hollow point.
Right. I don't know. I just looked at that. Some of the models that Glock, as good as Glock is, because what I like about Glock is when you take it apart, it's a very simple gun.
Oh yeah,
it has very, if it's going to fail, it doesn't have enough points of failure out there. It's not, it has so few moving parts. It's just the simplicity is the genius of it.
Yeah, exactly, it's an engineer's dream.
Right, but
you know
they were so good with it with the 9mm. They came out with the 357 SIG. They came out with the 45 gap. I mean, were you, when you heard about the 45 gap, were you like running around clicking your heels, going, "Oh!"
Yeah, well, that was an ego. That was a bit of an ego trip.
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons for that, and you know, the American gun market, the American handgun market, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's fantastic because you can sell. You know, nobody buys guns like Americans. That's it.
Right.
You know, Glock isn't making all these guns to sell to European citizens. We are the biggest market. And because we're the biggest market, companies have to, well, they have to kowtow, or they have to, you know, listen, I guess, to the American consumer.
Sure.
And American consumers, you know, still, when did the gap come out? 15, 20 years ago? It's been a long time.
I remember when it came out. I was just like, what is it?
Everyone's like, Americans are still like, nothing shoots like the 45 or nothing, you know. It's like, okay, calm down. But yeah, that was an attempt to placate the American shooting community, and at the same time put the Glock name, attach the Glock name to a cartridge. And it was obviously a failure. Oh my gosh, you think the 45 is snappy?
Hang on a second. We're coming up on the last break. Paul Markle, student.
Last break.
Studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. We've been talking Glock the whole way through. With the advent of the 45, and now we've got the 47 and the 49, are they trying to get a little more modular?
They kind of are. And here's my old opinion on modularity. Americans need to calm the F down with this. Your gun doesn't need to be a Mr. Potato Head.
Yep.
Someone commented that the reason that the Army picked the M17 320 SIG, whatever, because it has greater modularity, and that's why they didn't choose the Glock. That is a specious argument. That argument is based on emotion. And it's not based on reality. You know, it's a modular handgun system. That is the absolute last thing that the military needs, is a modular handgun system. They don't need a whole bunch of moving parts. They don't need to buy kits and cases and so forth, guns. But let's be fair. To be fair to Glock, they've got a product that has a 35 to 40 year track record.
Right.
And the SIG, I love my 3 SIG or whatever. Whether you love your SIG or not, it doesn't have the track record.
Hmm.
It just doesn't. So why would you spend $1 billion on a product that only has has basically a dubious track record with, the 320s? You know, I'm not trying to crap on SIG because I like SIG, but let's face it, they had to recall them because they were going bang when they shouldn't have been going bang.
Yep.
You pick a product, were the Glocks perfect out of the gate? They were close, but not 100% perfect. But they've improved, and they've had time to improve them, and they've had time to work out the bugs and so forth. Whereas with the SIG, it's a brand new toy. They haven't had time to work anything out. That is the beauty of, and I wrote that in the article, of the G45, is they took the 19 X-ray, which was their submission to the Army's trials, and the Army's like, we don't want it, it's not modular enough or whatever. It was just stupid. And they said, well, we'll make it black. And we'll sell it to cops. And that's exactly what they did. And so whether they got the Army contract or not, the Glock 45 is, it came from the 19X. It works. It's great. So I didn't say what the downside is. The downside for the optic system, if you want to put an optic on that, you have to use the adapter plates.
Right. You know, and I think from this point forward, and I did it with my 17 and my 45, I had mm-hmm. this like milled for the optic I was putting on it.
Right. That is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you're Glock, and you're not talking about selling one gun, you're talking about selling 500 guns,
right,
or 400 guns,
right,
or whatever, or thousands of guns, or tens of thousands of guns, whatever. Unfortunately, we haven't come to a happy, we don't have a USB when it comes to optics to mini red dots.
Right.
You know, you guys all remember the days of the myriad adapters that you would have to buy for phones. Every time you got a phone, it was a new adapter.
Right.
I mean, you probably have a drawer with old chargers that don't even work anymore for anything. You know, I know
it's right next to my box of holsters.
Yeah. Well, the best possible, if you're going to mount a red dot to a pistol, to a handgun, the best possible way to do it is to mount it directly down onto the slide. But if you're Glock and you're trying to please everyone, and that's not just Glock, it's everybody.
Right.
You know, SIG's trying to please everyone, Smith's trying to please everyone. And, cause what are you've got the Burris Fast Fire, the Doctor Optic, the Leupold footprint, and the Trigicon footprint.
Right.
And let's face facts, the Doctor Optic and the Burris Fast Fire are they're not contenders. So the two big ones right now are Trigicon, the RMR footprint, and the Leupold, the Delta Point footprint. And Shield, the Shield optics fall in that category too.
Right.
But yeah, the best way to do it is just to, and I'm not trying to tell them how to do their business. But you know, selling you adapter plates for the Doctor Optic or the Burris Fast Fire Optic is an exercise in futility. There's like, I don't know.
Well, they can't be very good. They can't be very good.
Yeah, there's like two people in America using those.
Yeah.
So, but you've got the Trigicon footprint. And if you look, you know, the screw, basically it's where the screws sit.
Yeah.
You know, people like, you know, if they would just get in a room together and just, how do you do that, Bill?
Well,
how do you get these guys in a room together?
I mean,
get them.
CNH Precision makes really good adapter plates, but the shortcoming of the adapter plate is you got two more screws that are holding that down. So that's essentially three moving parts when it's under mm-hmm. when it's underneath stress. Which every time you pull the trigger, you're putting it under stress. So
right. So now you got more screws, more threads.
Yep.
More. And you also got added height.
Yep.
And that's one of the complaints that people have about transitioning to a red dot is because now it doesn't look the same. It doesn't, you know, the sight plane, the sight picture is different, and they have to retrain themselves to find the dot.
Especially with you got to pull that angle we used to push it out and overcome that grip angle. Now you got to pull that back a little bit to get or lower the gunner a little bit. It's a little bit of a curve.
Did you put the additional back strap on your 45, on your G45?
No.
I did, and I really like it.
I might do it. I haven't done it yet. I've thought about that. I would really like it if somebody would come out with a back strap that filled up less of the back strap, less of the back, and just flattened it out a little bit. Put Jared on that one.
Yeah, I put the, you know, there's either nothing or medium or large.
Right.
Yeah, or and I put the medium on there, and that's I did all my shooting with that, and I put that new EOTech, the EFLX, the EFLX
right.
mini red dot, and that's got the Leupold footprint. So I chose the Leupold adapter, you know, the Delta Point adapter thing, and I just put it, and it does sit high, which is just, you know, I'd rather it didn't. But hey, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
You know, I don't know how you know, if they wanted to do, you know how Smith & Wesson did the performance center stuff?
Right.
And they're like, well, we're not going to make a million of these, but we'll make 1,000 of them and you can get it from the performance center. If I was Glock, and I'm not, but if I was Glock, what I would do is I would do a run of direct mount, and I would just pick just the two, either the Delta Point footprint or the RMR footprint.
Right.
Because Hollow Suns, which everybody buys, Hollow Suns are the Trigicon footprint. They're right. The RMR footprint.
Right.
And just let people choose and say you can either, you know. And of course, they're like, well, who cares? We got adapter plates. Yeah, but we don't want the adapter plates. We want to be able to mount it directly onto, because that's the best way to do it. And when you do that, what do you know, Bill? When you pair that up with the Night Fission Accurate sights, man, it's like peas and carrots. It's like peanut butter and jelly. They work together perfectly.
The ones that I have on mine, I have the Accurate sights on mine, and I have enough of a co-witness there to where it still works.
So, right. So if
it doesn't have to be right up there in the glass. Yeah.
Right, and that your battery died. Let's just say God hated you, your battery died. You could push it out, look straight through that glass screen, and see your front sight.
Yep. Outstanding stuff. We've run out of time, Paul. Once again, thank you as always. Thank you for everything we did in 2023. I look forward to 2024. And all the stuff we may or may not do. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.